Monday night, South Sudanese and foreigners who live in Juba's Gudele Block 7, 8 and 9 came together to mark the country's 13th independence anniversary with dance and jubilation. South Sudanese who fled the fighting in Sudan were among those who danced to songs performed by musician Emmanuel Kembe. David Samuel, a South Sudanese who just returned from Sudan, says commemorating the independence anniversary in Juba is a dream come true.
I came from a conflict environment, but yesterday made me forget about my problem and traumatizing situations I went through in Sudan. I celebrated for like 20 minutes, but it felt like 20 hours of excitement, and I was happy. I hope next year's celebration would be better, and I am ready and will prepare as well as look for places of celebration.
Abraham Tito lives in Juba after spending more than 30 years in Sudan. He says he was surprised to see people celebrating the nation's independence last night. He says despite the dire economic crisis facing the nation, South Sudanese, including children, left their houses to burn candles in honor of the 13th anniversary.
I toured some areas yesterday and saw people were very happy despite the fact that the situation was bad. But yesterday I saw them celebrating as if their burden and problem have been lifted from them. But they were very happy because of the independence of South Sudan. I wish South Sudan to develop and advance in education.
After 21 years of fighting between the forces loyal to former President Omar al-Bashir and the Sudan People Liberation Movement led by the late John Garang, South Sudan became the independent of Sudan on July 9, 2011. Nahla Omar is another Juba resident commemorating the nation's independence for the first time. She says South Sudanese would uphold peace, but adds the youth need employment.
They should give opportunities to young people to work and organize themselves. What I have seen is that more work is being done by foreigners instead of opportunities given to the nationals.
South Sudan has held celebrations to mark Independence Day every 9 July since 2012. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.